At 2:05, it's currently 80 degrees. It's time now for this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. And for that, we go to the phone and talk with Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Joel. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm great.
Well, we're great out here on the trails, too. It's actually been a beautiful fall. We need a little rain, but I think it's coming on Friday. Well, anyway, everybody, if have a chance, it's really quite remarkable. Our new bridge, it's open, and that little rustic trail at the end, don't miss that. That's pretty cool. It's about a 2.7-mile walk from the round trip smoke from the smokestack sculpture there behind the Elkin Parks and Recreation Building. It's a real easy trail, flat trail, granite dust, easy on your legs and your feet. Just pace yourself, breathe in some of that fresh air. We got 140-foot and 178-foot bridges. They're really quite nice. Had a lady tell me last week she walked out there. She had been having some ankle troubles, but she said this first, she saw people she hadn't seen in years and really struck up some new friendships. Also, a couple last week told me they had their first date out there on the trails, and they've been walking several times a week now. And also, we met a fellow out there last week, Sandy and I were walking, and the fellow had lost 70 pounds running on the trail. So come on out, walk it with some of the 60, 70, 80-year-old people and also some teenagers. So it's safe, got security cameras out there, which makes it pretty cool. Also, we're getting ready to open up our mountain bike course. Actually, the Insane Terrain is going to be this Saturday. I think you look on the website, you can the Facebook, Elkin Valley Trails Facebook, and you can find that. And there are prizes for the different age groups. I think it's $125 prize for running it. So if anybody likes to run and want to make some money, come out there and try for it. It's a beautiful course, honestly. We also, if you look on our Facebook, you can find the winner of our Duck and Turtle Regatta. And I think it's Michaela Adkins. She's out there as her, I think her mom, she works out at State Road Animal Hospital. So you can check that out and see a beautiful picture of the the kayak that was donated by Yakin Valley Adventures for the Duck and Turtle Regatta. We have a couple of work days coming up. One is October the 22nd. Hey, that happens to be the same day as the Insane Terrain, but if you're not interested in running or walking the trail and you want to work a little bit, you can meet us at 8:30 in the morning at the old Walmart parking lot. We'll gather there and go about a quarter of a mile up. We'll drive up there and park on Brookfall Dairy Road, and then we're going to be working on a trail between Brookfall Dairy Road and Carter Mill Road. It's a 1.1-mile trail. We got a master trail builder, Herb McDonald, M-A-C-Donald, and he really knows how to build trails. You want to learn something and just have some fun. Easy, you're doing this little shoveling and hoeing, but we've got big equipment for the big things. We've got three bridges we're putting in up there, if you can believe that, on that section of road. And that's Jason Taylor is heading up those bridges, but we got a lot of people. Jerry Bird for Bird's Ranch Campground is helping, too. We've got about a little bit more time. We're doing okay?
Yeah, we're good to go. We've got about 1 minute left with Dr. Bill Blackley.
Great. If you want to take a great walk and have some fun, go to the Grassy Creek Vineyard. You can walk over the cool bridge by Harrison Hall. Just got his Eagle Award this last Sunday. Come out and check the falls. Bring your dog and a friend. You can stop for a wine tasting and go over to Bird's Branch and eat some ice cream. And then you can check out our new trail that extends off that, the Mountain to Sea Trail. So in the last minute, just to give a real shout-out, some of the vineyards have been helping us along the way. Carolina Heritage, Elk Creek Vineyard, Adagio Vineyard, Slightly Skew, Raffaldini's, Grassy Creek, of course. And go out and support our local industry like that. We're really getting hooked up with some new people. We're meeting up with Greg Perdue, y'all all know him, over at Foothills Meat Center. Meeting with him this afternoon. He's going to help us with some equipment and work. But thanks to Joe Walker at All-Star, Jimmy Chapel, Quick and Clean, Jim Walter, Cicely and Joe McCulloch, Liberty, Joe Snow, 222 Public House. I mean, Parkwood Eye Center, really want to shout out to them, Josh and Janie Cheek, Jack Parton, Perry Jernigan, Steve Erlinson, Tri-County Orthopedics. And, of course, we got our own crew of people helping us. But that's about all the time we got.
All right, my friend, Dr. Bill Blackley, with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk next week.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
See you now.
Bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.